My guest at this time is Dr. Tom Borelli. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And one of the things Dr. Borelli's been looking at very carefully is the issue of energy, specifically as it relates to various new regulations being imposed by the Obama administration and concerns by his organization, among others, that some of these regulations could cripple the coal industry and lead to rolling blackouts or brownouts in the very near future. So we want to get his thoughts today on why that might be the case and just how real this threat is. And Dr. Borelli, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we know that there's a major concern on the part of House Republicans in particular about some of the regulations coming down the pike. We saw it with legislation passed just over the past couple of days, among other bills that they've had. Which different regulations, which aspects of the EPA agenda are you most concerned about that will lead to some of this energy rationing?
Well, the ones we have to be most concerned about is really Obama's war on fossil fuels, specifically targeting coal-fired utilities, because the EPA is coming out with a number of rules. One's called the Cross-State Air Pollution Rule, another one called the Utility MAC Rule. These rules are forcing utilities to close power plants today and in the near future. This is going to take a tremendous amount of power out of our grid. And there was recent testimony by both utilities and electricity grid operators that they're fearful that there's going to be a shortage of electricity that will lead to brownouts and blackouts.
How quickly could this be a problem? I would imagine different utilities and different plants would be perhaps affected at different times. So what's the prognostication on this?
Well, they're very concerned, actually, about next year, because these rules are going to be taking effect early in the year, and that's going to and the utilities have a choice of either getting a fine from the EPA or closing down, because they don't have even enough time to retrofit the power plants if they wanted to. So the fastest and easiest thing for them to do is just to close down the facilities. A number of companies, a Southern Company, American Electric Power, have already announced a number of plant closures. And Reuters did a story that on the number of closures, and they estimate about 50 power plants will be closing, you know, over the next few years. This is really going to clamp down on the amount of electricity available to the country. And according to, you know, some state regulators, they're concerned as well, that especially in Texas, that they're going to run out of juice.
Let's back up just a step. Why would these coal-fired power plants need to close? We mentioned regulations that you say target fossil fuel-based utilities and energy. What specific regulations would force these coal facilities in particular to shut down?
Well, the two most overbearing ones are called the Cross-State Air Pollution Rule and Utility MAC Rule. These are regulations that are going to force these power plants to radically, you know, cut down on the emissions. And frankly, they want to, but the EPA isn't giving them even enough time to fix the facilities. So really, their choice, again, is either they're going to absorb fines from the EPA or just close down. And a lot of the utilities, they're just choosing to close them down.
What is the remedy here? Does it have to come from the administration? Is there congressional activity possible? How does this get addressed?
Well, what we really need is for, you know, our elected officials to step up to make sure we have enough electricity. The House has passed something called the TRAIN Act. It's a legislation that would make EPA work with other departments and agencies to determine the effect, the cumulative effect of their rules and regulations. They'd have to do an in-depth cost-benefit analysis. That bill passed the House, but it is in the Senate. And, you know, with Harry Reid leading the charge there, it's unlikely that the Senate will take this up. But hopefully some Democrats will see the light and recognize that everybody needs electricity and that they'll, you know, actually put the TRAIN Act in one of the appropriations bills and hand it to President Obama and give him the choice of not funding the government or, you know, making us have power.
Coal provides over 50% of the nation's electricity ultimately, correct?
It's about 45% of our current electricity. Some states are much more coal-dependent than others. States in the Midwest, like Indiana, gets 90% of its electricity from coal. Missouri gets about 80%. Nebraska's high as well. West Virginia, about 90%. So it's the effect of these rules are not, it's not going to be evenly divided. Some states are going to be particularly harmed, and especially the states in the Midwest, where we want manufacturing jobs. And obviously, if you have high energy prices, high electricity prices, that's a non-starter for a company that wants to manufacture in the United States.
And in an election year, I can imagine this would be a pretty important issue for folks that live in those states and businesses that would like to expand in those states.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you would think that, you know, some of the Democrats in some of these states, in you know, Mr. Nelson in Nebraska, Mr. Manchin in West Virginia, you know, they're going to be up for re-election. Mr. Casey in Pennsylvania, they're going to be up for re-election. And, you know, it would not be good for them if the lights go out because they didn't step up and, you know, try to rein in the EPA.
Dr. Borelli, you and others are certainly trying to raise the alarm about the fact that this could very well happen in the near future if something isn't done about these regulations. What's been the attitude, as far as you can tell, in response from the administration? Do they contend that this won't happen, or do they admit that it will happen but believe in the long term it's still the right thing to do?
Well, the big problem is Lisa Jackson's EPA. They're running wild. They're, you know, leading the attack. I mean, EPA is essentially a job-killing machine. You know, working obviously with President Obama, because as we all know, he has a war on fossil fuels. He's refused to approve the Keystone XL pipeline that would create jobs and bring us towards energy independence. He needs to punish the coal-fired utilities. He promised that he would bankrupt coal-fired utilities if they kept using coal before he was president. So he really hasn't changed his stripes. He's doing this, I believe, because, you know, a lot of his crony capitalist pals like General Electric, Jeff Immelt, they need to make money on renewable energy. And the only way they can do that is by, you know, basically driving, you know, coal-fired electricity out of business.
Sometimes it's the simplest things that can definitely get folks' attention. This would probably be one of them. Dr. Borelli, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Tom Borelli is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. You can find them at nationalcenter.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.